I'm talking to the Grub team. You are?
I'm Vladimir Serbinenko, one of the Grub maintainers.
Daniel Kipper, also Grub maintainer, new one, group maintainer.
Okay, so what is Grub?
Grub is a bootloader which is used in several Linux distributions and also on some other operating system, including Solaris. We basically try to coordinate different boot efforts so we have one unified solution.
So you're the thing that turns the computer, when the computer turns on, it goes to you guys?
Not directly. It starts usually with BIOS, so EFI or core boot, and only from them we get the control. But the Grub is usually the first thing which is controlled by the distribution in most cases.
And why do I need to use Grub? Why can't I just go straight into Linux?
On BIOS systems, the startup is in ugly 16-bit mode, and it has all kinds of ugly limitations. It's easier to write a specialized bootloader, which would basically replace first in the decent mode and then start the kernel. With EFI, this is less of an issue. You can have setups where you go straight to the kernel, but we provide additional features. Like for example, we provide the interface to choose the kernel. We provide also the features like one-time boot. When you have a new kernel and you're on remote server, you can tell the Grub, try this kernel. If it works, then good. If it doesn't work, then after reboot, go to the old kernel.
I have the feeling that I'm not even beginning to scratch the surface of what Grub can do. I've seen some people load BSD and load kernels from here and there and all the rest. Is there a good place that I can go to learn about all the things Grub can do?
But one place that I would recommend is probably our official manual. It's not up to the shape where everything is documented, but it's actually now much better than people think about it. It's because there was a time when it was almost empty. Yeah. Now it's slightly better, and I have actually assembled a couple of common questions, for example, common question how you can coordinate several operating systems from one single Grub. It's what was asked a lot, and now it's in manual. This way I can just paste the link to the manual whenever this question is asked.
Fantastic. In the previously, we had Lilo, and then we had Grub, and one of the main advantages of Grub was that you didn't need to run anything after you installed a new kernel. Now with Grub 2, we're back to the days where if you forget to regenerate the Grub config, you can get into your trouble. Why is that?
What do you mean?
If I install you need to reconfigure, if you make changes to your hard disks or whatever, you need to go and reconfigure Grub. It doesn't automatically detect anymore in the way it used to. Or no, has that changed?
That hasn't changed. It's actually uses exact Grub. Old Grub and new Grub uses exactly the same algorithm for this. Actually, new Grub is changed in the way that it's more robust, because the old Grub used just the disk name, which can change, but now we use UID to find in partitions. Probably what you say is that you need, the only thing that you need to rerun is basically just adding your kernel to the list of the bootable kernels, the new kernels to the list of the bootable kernels.
So there should be no problem. If we forget to do that, it'll boot the old kernel and I'm still okay.
Yeah. You needed to rerun install only after major changes. Like, for example, if you have reformatted your partition.
Okay.
Or if you heavily changed your partition scheme, like swap partitions around. Actually robust that you don't need to rerun it if you just swap the drives around.
Yeah.
But only if you modified what's on the disks.
Okay.
And in my major way, reformat or repartitioning and so on.
But on a project like Grob, it's been around so long, surely it must be finished. You must be finished by now. When are you going to stop?
No, it's not possible. We are going to add many, many new features. Currently, Vladimir 2 days ago released RC1, and it contains many new features. It contains support for ARM 64 platform, ARM. What else?
Could Sandpar virtualization. So one of the problems which many people had is that if you have Sandpar virtualized domain, the kernel needs to be on privileged domain, and which is a security hole. And there have been exploits which allowed to get out of virtualized system. And the solution that we provide is basically just put grub outside, and then grub will basically run inside the machine and load whatever kernel you need.
Also, we added multi-boot protocol extension for UEFI. So currently, images which supports multi-boot protocol are able to use boot services. In the future, we also are going to add some security features. For example, support for TPM. They were posted by Matthew Garrett, but we are not able to get it right now because we are just before release. But it is planned to get into next release. We are also going to have a support for SIM verification, UEFI secure boot verification. So there is a lot of things to do, a lot of stuff to do.
So we will actually host a lightning talk today, where we'll basically give news of what has been happening in the project, where we'll also speak about our new candidate logo. Here you are.
You need one.
If you want more information about the logo, here you have the person who actually did it.
Maria is working on the logo. She is our main designer of it.
Excellent. And so new stuff coming up this year. You have plenty to do.
Yeah.
And the lightning talks will be available on the FOSDEM website. So by the time you hear this, they should probably be up. Yeah. Have we missed anything that's coming up? License is Grob released.
We can talk, let's say, a whole day about
Grob. I fear you might be talking over my head.
Yeah, we can talk a whole day about future plans and future possible plans, but it's probably not the best place. If you want to participate in the discussion, we have developer mainly list, where we have all kinds of topics and all kinds of directions. And I cannot make specific promises about what exactly will happen. Because, well, if I could predict what exactly will happen 1 year from now, I think I would make a lot of money.
Yes, exactly. What sort of license is Grob released under?
Version 3 or later.
Yeah. Okay. In general, it is Grub 2 is developed on FSF umbrella, but there are a lot of companies also support Grub 2 development. For example, I work for Oracle. Another guy who joined maintenance team also work for Oracle. So there are also many huge companies which are support Grub 2 development.
Okay, guys, thank you very much for taking the time and enjoy the rest of the show.
Okay, thank you.
You.